Hey guys, the following podcast is a Lady Gang Network and Podcast One production, which means it's going to be awesome.
It's time for a quickie.
Podcast One presents The Lady Gang, the Hollywood girl posse, with Lady Gang Quickie. Here's Kelty Knight, Becca Tobin, and Jack Vanek.
Let's make this quick.
Hello.
Just kidding.
Whoa.
Please do it. Hello, hello, hello.
Bonjour, bonjour, bonjour.
Ooh, hola, hola, hola.
Hello. Welcome to the Lady Gang Quickie.
You know what's so funny? When I go to like a faraway place like Europe or France, like you know how everyone's making fun of Meghan Markle right now for like getting a little bit British?
Okay.
I do the same thing.
Wait, no, I saw that video. She did not have an accent in it.
My friend Diana married a British guy and lived in London for a long time. And like it's unavoidable to have certain like things like just the cadence in which they say certain words.
I think it's more the cadence than the actual accent.
It's not the accent. It's sort of like this, if you're hearing that, you are a sponge and like you're going to be.
Totally.
But you can't change your actual accent into a British one because
that's
not how accents work.
Yeah. But I have a weird admission.
Yeah.
I think I had a dream that Meghan and Harry were divorcing. But then I...
Uh-oh, like, and you know how your dreams go.
My dreams are very scary lately.
Becca's a little bit of a psychic in her dreams.
I actually had to think really, really hard just now if it's real life or the dream.
As far as we know, it's a dream.
They're not going to divorce until at least one child.
They, like, can't divorce. I mean, I know
they can,
but, like...
Diana and Charles divorced.
No, I know, but they were together for quite some time.
Well, yeah, because
you have
hid
to
her in a room.
I wonder if they actually like each other.
Harry and Meghan. Harry and Meghan definitely like each other.
You think
but
so?
I do want to say that I felt better about myself this week because there's these pictures of Meghan Markle. And at first I was like, oh my God, she really needs her roots done. Like she's got so many grays. And I was like, she's just like us. She doesn't have time to get her roots done. But then I realized it was just like an excessive amount of dry shampoo on her roots. And I was like, stars, they're just like us.
Was that really what it was?
Yeah, I think so. It's like the white crusty.
Or is it because she's pregnant and she can't color her
hair?
Although you can.
But you can do root cover up.
Yeah. I think that actually, is that a myth now?
Like, I think it is a myth.
Okay.
But I don't know. I'm not pregnant.
I think you can't bleach your hair.
I don't think I'm pregnant.
Anyway. So what are we doing today?
Today?
I thought that you had it.
Well, no, you were. Sorry, I interrupted your intro.
Yeah. No, hi guys. It's a quickie.
You know who we are.
At this point, it's
if you don't know who the fuck we are, then I don't know.
If you didn't mean to turn this on, I'm sorry.
Okay.
It probably comes up on some people's podcasts after they've listened to the ones they've wanted to.
Yeah.
Like a political podcast, and then ours is like, hola, hola.
Saying like,
oui, oui, oui. Bonjour, bonjour. Okay, I do have a quote for today. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Three, two.
Oh, no.
Just kidding. You'll break your own heart if you fall in love with ideas and not people.
Oh, shit.
That is so true.
Oh, my God. I feel like you guys lately are totally onto my quotes.
Because they haven't been as cheesy and lame as they usually are.
It's true. These are, like, legit and very, like, insightful.
But it's true.
And they're not inspirational quote. That's not inspirational. That's just kind of like a... Damn,
that's a cautionary quote. I love a cautionary quote.
Yeah, I do too. Those are the ones that we like.
Those are the ones
that
we
make
like.
You think a little bit. They're very short, but have like a hidden messaging.
And it's like,
what did you take away from that, Jacqueline?
I resonate with that quote.
Back up a little from your mic. Thank
sorry.
You.
I resonate with that quote when it comes to dating.
Yeah.
Especially last year when I was kind of going through shit with my breakup, but I was going out with like a lot of guys. And I'd go on these first dates and you just meet somebody for the first time. And I don't know what it is, but like after every first date, I'm like, oh my God, this guy's amazing. Like blah, blah, blah. Like a girl, you're like, ooh, like what if we dated long term? And then you think about this. And it's completely the idea of a guy. It has nothing to do with who they are. And I've noticed that when dating, I have that really excited period in the beginning. And then when you finally like that goes away and you're like, oh, this person's human and they have faults and maybe I don't like them that much and they're not on a pedestal. So
it's true.
That's how I kind of like.
It's true.
The quote
it's so
me.
True.
It's even like with jobs.
You're like, let's start a podcast. We're so excited. And then we're like, oh my God,
like,
this
oh my
is
God,
actually
it's been
a ton
3 years
of work.
And we haven't made any money.
I never fell in love with that idea. I actually fell in love with the thing. Like,
I did
know,
too.
It was actually the opposite.
Yeah.
The expectations with love. I think it's managing expectations.
Managing expectations. But I think what's interesting about like even in marriage, especially this year, it's like I was like, oh my God, Chris, like I went through the cocaine phase where I was like, I'm obsessed with you. And then we were dating. Then we got married. And then I was like, oh my God, we're married now. And like, I was obsessed with again, and then went through a hard year, but like, it comes back. Yeah. Like now I'm like, oh my God, you're the best. Like yeah. I'm like so back, like crazy head over heels in love. And like, it's such an interesting thing because I think so many people give up when they get to the point where they're like, I could murder you right now. Like I hate you. I'm not into you at all. But then it always like, it does come back. You can fall in love over and over and over with the same person in that like crazy starty phase. Don't you think?
Oh yeah.
Which is like, you just have to wait for it.
Yeah.
You just have to be patient enough to get to that place where you're like, oh, like, and sometimes it's on a vacation or when you take a minute away and like just get that quality time. So, you know.
I recently had a breakthrough in my relationship.
Oh.
And you know when everybody says like, who you marry is who you marry.
Yeah.
I think in the beginning, and granted, like disclaimer, there's very few things about Zach that I would change or things that even bother me. But like, there were certain things with him. And in therapy, I actually, like, unpacked this.
You unpacked them? Uh-huh.
So, like, Zach is a really good person in my life who's, like, bad cop. Like, he's direct. He can be confrontational. Like, he's just no bullshit. He doesn't sugarcoat.
Yeah.
And for a long time, I was like, I'm going to try to get him better at this. Like, fix his delivery, blah, 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 blah. And I realized that it's just, like, hitting a brick wall every time. And
no, that's
just
a personality.
It's a personality thing. But then my therapist was like, have you noticed that you actually are surrounded by all bad cops in your life? They are serving you because you actually aren't comfortable being that person.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And those people, Kelty included.
Oh, yeah. Kelty is the bad cop.
This came up in therapy. Like, she's like, you can't be choosy how these people, like, express their needs mm-hmm. because they're doing it for you. Mm. So it's like being like, I want a sandwich, but I don't want to have to make it. Then you can't complain how that sandwich is served to
you. Beggars can't be choosers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's like, I've married this person, and now when he does that shit, like, unless it's, like, rude and I need mm-hmm. to apologize to somebody, I'm like, this is who he is. It's not changing, and it's the most liberating feeling in the world.
Yeah.
Like, so liberating.
Yeah.
Well, I'm really, like, into the Enneagram right now, which I both – and I'm mad that you are not taking it seriously, even though you're a three.
The fact that you two were the same
– No, but that's the thing. You can be the same with different wings, and also there are things that we're the same about. But there are
like, horoscopes where, like, everybody could be like, maybe I am like
it's
that.
It's not like that. But there
Kelty
are –
Kelty and I care a lot about what people think about us.
Yep. Like, there are certain things, and it's like when you go into the mode where you're, like, in work mode, you don't like to be bothered. Mm-hmm. Like, you like to go. Yes. Anyway, there's lots of things like that you are very three. Mm-hmm. It's just how, like, to be honest with you, like, Becca doesn't show the worst traits of a three, and I do. Like, you know, there's like with the Enneagram, it's like at their best, like,
right,
threes are this, and at their worst, threes are this. Becca has mostly, like, at their best. They're determined. They're, like, someone who will, like, see something through. They're very loyal, like, all that stuff, you know? At their worst, they're like me. But anyway, I'm really into the Enneagram, and it's been very interesting because I made Chris do it, and some of his personality traits, like, I've tried to change him for so long.
Yeah.
Because Chris is someone who I always thought he was just, like, so distracted. Like, he never finishes a project. Like, mm-hmm. he built me a sound booth, but he didn't put the foam up. Like, he bought everything, set it up, but it sounded like shit because he didn't, like, finish. He doesn't ever finish the project. Like,
where is that sound booth?
I'll show it to you. Oh. He put the groceries away, but he, like, won't put the bags in the recycle. Yeah. Like, it's like,
that's a guy thing.
I don't know.
Yeah, guys are just
drives me
nutso.
He can't stay on a task, and I'm always like, oh my God. But that's, like, one of his traits is that he just, like, is like that. And also, I've always been really annoyed with Chris because I'm very much, as you guys know, like, quite aggressive. Mm-hmm. So when I want something or I want something to happen, like, I just fight until it happens. And I watch him with his clients, and I'm just like, no, Chris, just call Spotify and you just tell those motherfuckers to put the song on the goddamn playlist or you're never putting another song on Spotify. And he's like, no, like, that's not how I work. You know what I mean? I was like, I just, like, push until, like, I can't push anymore.
Yeah, I know.
Free trait, though. Mm-hmm. But see, I can't do that. I actually really admire your ability to be like, screw it.
Wait,
like,
I have my book. Hold on. Let me get it.
Okay, great.
Wait, there's a book?
Yeah.
Can I do it?
You have to do the test first.
But it takes a while, so you have to do it. Like, maybe we'll talk about it on our next quickie.
Then what's the book?
Well, it's like explains what you...
Oh, but I can't take the test through the book?
No.
Oh. No,
you already have to know.
You have to pay $12.
You have to pay $12. Hold on. I'll tell you about threes. Hold on.
The Lady Gang.
Okay.
Exhilarating content.
No, it's going to be
exhilarating. Interesting.
Okay, listen to this. This is Becca and I. So the quote for threes that the book gives you is, "I'm not flying, I'm falling with style."
Mm.
Threes at their best are enthusiastic, mm-hmm. adaptable, which you are, Becca, mm-hmm. generous motivators, mm. decisive, mm. authentic, which you definitely are, like you don't care, mm-hmm. practical,
mm-hmm. very
optimistic. Mm. I think you have, listen, you're kind of whatever, but you also, there is an element of you are like, when we get a TV show, like, you know what I mean? You are
yeah,
optimistic,
I guess.
Confident you are. You'd have to be confident to do what you're doing.
I think the least confident people do what I do.
Self-motivated. You have to be to
yeah.
like do those.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. Threes at their worst. Now here's all my personality traits. Vain. Narcissistic.
I'm both of those things.
Overly competitive.
I am too.
But this is all you, Kelsey.
Deceptive. I don't consider myself like...
I don't think you're deceptive.
No, not at all.
Pretentious.
No.
Ruthless.
Yes. Yes.
Impatient.
Yes.
Superficial.
Yeah. Not really.
I don't think you
I
are
don't
either.
Think so.
Emotionally unavailable.
Yes.
Sometimes.
Mm-hmm. I think all the time. She's always looking through you.
Acquisitive? I don't even know what
inquisitive?
That means.
Inquisitive? Like
no,
you're
acquisitive.
Acquisitive.
Like I don't know what that means. The passion is deceit. The repeating habit is vanity. The higher mind is hope, and the virtue is honesty. See, I'm like way too honest. Anyway. It's really interesting.
Okay, I'm going to take
and there's a
acquisitive
lot.
Acquisitive is excessively interested in acquiring money or material things.
Well, ooh, hell yeah.
Yeah. So that, I mean, I don't see that.
That's me. I just love collecting
threes
money.
Threes at their worst. See, we are threes.
I know.
I'm excited to see what you
but
are.
But I feel like I'm a three too.
No, you're not.
No,
what
there's
do you think
no
I
way.
I think
you're way freer than we are.
Yeah. I don't know. We'll have to keep you updated. But I know a lot of girls, because I talked about in the Facebook group, have done the Enneagram. And what's so interesting about it is, like, when you find someone that's, like, your same number, you're like, oh, thank God. I'm not alone. Like, when the girls in the group were like, I'm also a three, and I've always felt like you and me were the same. And I was like, if there's more threes out there. It's not just me being decisive and selfish and vain.
I'm not very decisive. That's a three
trait.
Oh, no.
It's... deceptive. I'm sorry.
Oh, deceptive.
That's a bad.
Ooh. I don't think anyway. I'm deceptive.
I think you're probably a nine. But
what's that?
A nine is the peacemaker.
Peacemaker.
No.
I don't give a shit.
No, she doesn't care enough to be the peacemaker.
No, this is
sloth.
No, I think you're a nine. Listen. Does this sound like Jack?
What it says is the title.
Sloth. Okay, listen, this is Jack. Nine at their best. Mediators, reassuring, non-judgmental, patient, peaceful, receptive, empathetic, generous, gentle, pleasant. Mm-hmm. It's very Jack. Mm-hmm. Nines at their worst. Stubborn, obsessive, passive-aggressive, spaced out, non-assertive, absent-minded, apathetic, judgmental, forgetful, overly accommodating.
Yeah, I feel like that could be me.
I don't get it, though, because it's like the bad or best, she's non-judgmental, and at her worst, she's judgmental. It's like, isn't that all of us?
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying about all those.
I know. Okay. Well, we're going to take the test.
I can identify with literally everything that you've said about all of the things.
I know.
Things.
It is. It's a little bit.
It's like horoscopes.
But I do know people who, like, I think here's where we forget. You surround yourself with like-minded people.
Yeah, right. That's true.
There are people out there who absolutely do not resonate with a lot of the things.
Yeah.
Like, my best friend, she couldn't give a shit what people think about her. She doesn't give a shit what her resume says.
No.
There is nothing. There, she gets no self-worth or joy out of, like, career success.
Right.
100%.
You know? And I'm like, how do you live?
No, I have girlfriends in Canada that are like, I just want to go to the folk fest and watch music. And, like, they're
dance.
So excited. They're so excited when they go camping
yeah.
and, like, get it. You know what I mean? And I'm
yeah.
like, wait,
yeah.
you don't, like, feel motivated to win an Emmy or, like, have lots of money or, like, go on a fancy vacation?
Yeah,
Instagram it, like they don't care at all.
Yeah.
Like, I just want to have my children in a campfire.
God,
and
I just
you're like,
want to come back in my next life be
that
person.
I know.
Me too.
When I'm camping, I do feel like I could be that person.
So do I. Oh my God. When I was in Hawaii, I'm like, I could live this Aloha lifestyle with no sense of time.
But could you do it if you weren't Instagramming your bikinis?
No. I mean, but that's one of those things. It's like you feel like you could do it forever,
yeah,
and then you do it for a couple days and be like, oh my God,
I'd
I need
so
to get
bored.
Back. I'd be so bored.
You know, I had friends, John and Cassie, who they moved to Costa Rica for a year.
Really?
They were like, we're done.
Cool.
I don't want a part of this. And they got like a little hut and lived. And then they got so bored, they came back.
Did they? Well,
back
see,
to the rat race
great.
Of LA.
You
Isn't that crazy?
You need to like unwind, though, and like disconnect for a while.
But I kind of want to look at people and be like, Why don't, let's do a happy medium. Like, don't run off to Costa Rica and have no electricity. Why not just like take either a very long vacation or a hiatus from work or move to like a less bustling city where there's still coffee shops you can go to.
Oh, that's what I would do.
Maybe just not 25 of them.
I'd do like a month long vacation.
Yeah. When I'm in like Jackson Hole or like, well, Jackson Hole is still pretty bustling, but like in Wyoming, I'm like, this is a great in between.
Mm-hmm.
There's civilization. There's nature. There's still some shopping.
I could get myself a Starbucks if I wanted to.
Exactly. But could I go a year without ever having to wear makeup? Yes.
Absolutely.
It's great.
Would you rather have like another house where you could drive to like 2 hours and in your lake cottage, or would you rather vacation for the rest of your life?
I want a house I can drive to that's like a little getaway. Mm-hmm. And because nothing stresses me out more than packing for a vacation that I don't know what to expect. Mm-hmm. I don't like flying. I hate going to the airport. And I just don't – I like to know what I'm getting into.
Okay. Well, and you have more control that way. Yeah.
And I also find that as I get older, my vacations, I want to sort of just check out. Mm-hmm. I don't want to get even more energetic.
And like adventure vacation.
Yeah.
Oh, I do.
Like the safari was amazing because it's like there's luxury, there's relaxation. Mm-hmm. There's like activity, but you're literally sitting in a truck.
Mm-hmm. So are you talking about the Malibu safari?
No, like the safari.
She's talking about Africa.
For our honeymoon.
Oh.
But it's like,
you're talking about the Malibu farm.
Because I'm like, well, you could drive there.
Yeah, I know. No, but I want like a house I can drive to.
I know.
And like,
I think we should invest and then Airbnb it.
Should we?
Oh, that'd be so fun to have a lady gang house.
We've been looking, even in Topanga.
Really?
Yeah. There's some like good properties.
But Topanga's still so close.
No, I feel like it'd be cool to have one.
There's one at Lake. Up the PCH there's like somewhere. A lake somewhere. Well, those are so expensive. Jack, would you rather go on vacation or would you rather have like a getaway?
Vacation for sure.
But you're going to change your mind.
You're going to change your mind once you're like settled down. But I just.
No, I don't think so.
I
have life FOMO. I always want to be doing something.
Oh, I guess you're right.
I just feel like that's a personality trait of mine.
You would be a great flight attendant.
Absolutely not.
No, I mean, you would be bad at being a flight attendant, but I think you would thrive with like being able to fly all over the world and be there for like 2 days and live your best life.
Yeah, that's why like one of my best friends is a flight attendant, so I can have her perks.
Oh.
But not have to deal with people on a plane.
I know.
That sounds like my nightmare, being a flight attendant.
Nightmare. My mother-in-law did it forever, and she is like the most patient, magical woman, and I just look at her and I'm like, no wonder you're so patient with your family. You had to wait on
it's horrible. My girlfriend that's a flight attendant is the least patient person in the world, and she just gives people so much attitude.
Really?
And she's one of those people that can be so rude to your face, but she does it with a smile. She's from Reno, but like she just does it in a way where you can't say anything about it and is so passive aggressive to people, but like does not give a fuck
people
about anybody.
In the South were really good at doing that.
No. Oh yeah. Reese Witherspoon has that new book called Whiskey in a Cup.
Ooh.
Whiskey in a Teacup. And she's like how to be like sweet, but like not sweet.
Like, ooh, I
Southern
like that.
Sweet. Yeah. I don't know what it's about, but I just saw the cover when I was at Barnes & Noble.
She needs to come on Lady Gang TV and talk about that.
I know. Please come. Do you guys have anything else going out big this week?
No.
No, do you? Is that why you asked?
Shut up. Number three is...
No.
Ask somebody about their day so you can tell them about yours.
That's not true. I was really just wondering.
Just kidding.
I feel good. I feel so excited about our lives.
Like, yeah.
It's happening.
We've
been working... It's just crazy. We work on this TV show for 2 years.
And it's like, all happening and it can come to a screeching halt.
You guys, if we get...
So enjoy the ride.
What if we get canceled after one episode?
No, every time I think about the show, I'm like... I don't know if episode 2 is going to air.
Yeah. I don't want to get excited about it until it's a success.
I did buy myself a push present.
I did too.
I know. I got
What's
inspired
a push
by
present?
You.
Well, it's really just for when you have a baby, but we're having a baby and it's a TV
Oh,
show.
I did too. I bought that Gucci backpack.
Yeah. What'd you buy?
I bought Gucci boots.
Wait, which ones?
I bought the Gucci combat boots.
With the pearls?
No, the pearls. It's just straight black with white laces and then the striped, like...
That's what I wanted. Do you have them?
I don't have them yet. I just
They're
ordered
so
them.
They're so cute.
They were so expensive for a boot.
My backpack wasn't...
But it's like, I was just like, bad. I saw you. I think you were at the photo shoot or something.
Yeah,
no, your Fendi boots.
Fendi boots.
Was that your push present?
And you were like, I got a push present. And I was like, wait, I want a push present. So then I ordered them and then I didn't feel guilty. Here, I'll show you a picture. Aren't they so cute?
I felt guilty because then I had to get a hot water heater.
Yeah, those are the ones that Becca and I both wanted. Yep.
It's okay. We can all share. Well, I'm glad we shared.
We were going to buy ourselves them after the lady hang, and then we're like, never mind.
Never mind. We didn't make any money.
We didn't make any money.
Good thing. Anyway, okay. Well, listen, we're so excited. Thank you for joining us, and I can't wait to report on what Enneagram Jack Vanek
me
is.
Too.
Please send in what vote you think she is.
Ooh,
all you Enneagram followers. Yeah, a poll. And we'll let you guys know next quickie. And we're not here for a long time, but we're here for
a good time.
Bye.
That escalated quickly.
Thanks for joining us on Lady Gang Quickie. Check out new episodes of Lady Gang every Tuesday and more quickies every Thursday on podcast1.com, the Podcast One app, and Apple Podcasts.